Last time on the show, we learned that cash is quickly disappearing. But what will take its place?
Yeah, I think you had talked on our last show about people in Sweden implanting a microchip in their hand and just waving it as they go by.
A little Star Trek-y for me at this point, but
it's a little much for me. I don't think I want to undergo surgery, you know, to pay for my Yopo, but
yeah.
Okay, so maybe FIS's Melissa Kopp and I aren't ready to become cyborgs just yet. But why would we? You know those annoying personal questions you have to answer when you forget your password?
They give you a menu of 20 different options, and I can't remember. I literally just encountered one of these 2 days ago. You know, your best friend's name from the third grade, or...
Yeah, my son's was, name the place of your first kiss. That was a new one.
What? You know what? That's so funny that you say that, because I think that was on my list.
Yeah. A lot of them are pretty silly. Who needs to get that nostalgic when you just want to check your account balance? But they're a reminder of something more serious: the constant threat of fraud and identity theft.
This is Financial Futures, the podcast that charts the frontiers of fintech innovation, where we explore the trends that are already transforming financial institutions and the technologies we'll need to prosper in a brave new payment landscape. I'm your host, Erin Dangler. See you again next time when we take a deeper dive into P2P payment apps and how they're changing the game.